There are so many verses in Bhagavatam and everywhere that describe one quality of Krishna, which gives so much inspiration for devotees. And we know that this quality is very famous, and we know that this is like king of all qualities of Krishna. This is Bhaktavatsalya. And the question is, does Radharani has some quality which is also give same inspiration for devotees?
I understand correctly. Devotee's asking a question that Krishna has many qualities, and often our acharyas say the most astounding and astonishing unique quality of Krishna versus all the other Purusha avatars or Ramchandra and the Sringadev is Krishna's incredible affection for his devotees. Not only is it incredible for affection for his devotees, but incredible affection for anybody that even dresses like a devotee, or incredible affection for anybody that even approaches a devotee. So Putana was not a devotee, but Krishna gave her full love and accepted her as a Datri, as a nurse, a mother in the spiritual world. But she dressed like a Vaishnavi, but she came to kill him. So this is a special quality that Krishna shows affection to everyone, everywhere. So is there a sim I think the question is there a similar quality in Radharani? And I think that you'll realize how obvious the answer is, that the Bhaktavatsalya is the nature of Krishna. But Radharani, she has compassion, karuna. So this compassion and Vatsalya, they're very similar. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu, excuse me, when Sri Krishna desired to understand the incredible love of Radharani, the sweetness, the glories of the Pranaya Mahima, Radha Pranaya Mahima, the glories of Radha's Pranaya, the Mahima, and the happiness that she experiences by serving him in Madhurya Rati, and the bliss of being served, he wanted to understand these feelings of his devotee, Radharani, and the pleasure she feels from serving, and what is the sweetness, what is the sweetness in Krishna that she's relishing? So then Krishna, he took the bhav, Radha Bhava Duti Suvalitam, Sri Krishna Sarupam, the Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he prays in the Adi Lila Chapter 1, verse 5. He says, Krishna Sarupam, Krishna has taken the bhav and the radiance and jyoti of Radharani and become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Krishna took the bhav of Radharani, included in that Mahabhav of Radharani is another bhav. It's called Karunya. He took the karunya of Radharani. Krishna took Radharani's karuna. And Radharani is karuna mayi. She's melting with compassion from head to toe. Our acharyas say, the scriptures say, her entire form is melting with compassion. So the compassion of Radharani expresses itself through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by preaching to all the anadikaris and unqualified human beings, and giving Krishna prana to everyone. This is the compassion of Radharani, and this is the vatsalya, or the affection and compassion of Radharani, that she has so much, she has more affection for the devotees than Krishna, because Krishna is Bhaktavatsalya. Anybody approaches him, he gives them bhakti. He shows his affection. But he didn't go out of his way. He didn't go out of his way. He didn't go looking for Putana. He didn't go searching for anyone. They came. Kamsa invited him to. Krishna didn't go to Kamsa looking for Kamsa. Kamsa invited Krishna, please come, show me your wrestling talents. So then, Krishna didn't really express his bhakti-vatsalya towards very many. And that because Ram and Nrisimha and Vaman and other avatars, they don't have this quality of bhakti-vatsalya. So they were not able to express that towards those that approached them. But they gave indication that, yes, I will bless, I will show my affection to you in another kalpa, in another form as Krishna. So when Shapurnaka came with great affection, she's Ravana's sister, she was as beautiful as a goddess of fortune, very beautiful. She's the daughter of a Brahmin. Ravana is a Brahmin by birth, very elegant and debonair, a handsome, cultured personality. He only had one flaw, that is, he was envious of God because of his beautiful wife. So he took his wife. He was a great personality. He took great care of all his citizens. These are all pujas. He's a great Shiva Bhakta. You can read in the Ramayana, old Ramayana, you can see. Great personality, Ravana. This is only one dosh. But that was the wrong one. To be envious of Bhagavan and lust after his Shakti. That's a no-no. So when Shapurnaka, as beautiful and talented and cultured that she was, she came with affection as a devotee to Ram, said, I surrender to you. I want you to accept me as your consort. He said, No. I have vow, ekpatni brat. Ekpatni brat, I will not marry another, only my Sita. What is a Sita? And she became angry. Because she's a Brahmin by birth, but she has Rakshash Gun. When you do the Jyotish Janma Kundali of a human being, they tell the Varna and they tell the Gun. Varna, Gun, many things are told in the stars and the planets at birth. So by Varna, there are four Varnas, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Ashrams are changeable. Varnas are fixed by birth. So from birth, they'll say, you are born, you are Brahman Varna. You are born in a family Mukherjee, Bengali Brahmins. Then they look, but your Gun is Rakshash Gun. Rakshash Gun means the configuration and arrangement of your nakshatras. There's many cruel nakshatras there in your, at your time of birth. Many cruel, and because there's 27 nakshatras, and they fall in five different categories: excellent, gentle, mixed, cruel, etc. So there's five different categories of the guna, of the nakshatra gun. So now, it says Rakshash Gun. Rakshash Gun. Because I met recently, and then, so now what does that mean? That means he'll be prone to a little bit angry type Brahmin, and maybe a little bit lower nature mixed in, like Rakshas nature, Rakshas Sabhav. So maybe eat some meat, whereas Brahmins are not supposed to eat meat, the Vaishnava Brahmin especially. But you see in the Puranas, when it's talking about Ekadasi or some Brat, Chandrayana Brat, Chaturmasya Brat, it's saying, so Brahmins, they should give up meat for Chaturmasya. Says Brahmins. In the Sanskrit, because in the Vedic paradigm, the Brahmins means Advaitin Brahmins, Mayavadi Brahmins, Buddhists, whatever type of Brahmins they may be, different philosophies they are, but still they're Brahmins. I met this Brahmin the other day, an elderly Brahmin, and he was telling me confidentially, he said, I'm Brahmin, he's a Gujarati Brahmin, and by birth, and by Lakshan, he seems like a Brahmin, pure vegetarian, everything, and four regular principles. He said, but also by gun, my grandfather is a great Jyotishi. He said, I have Vipra Gun. Vipra Gun means Brahmin. So he's, because you see, if you look at him, he seems like a true Brahmin. He's completely poor. He's completely sattvic. Every day, 4 o'clock, Mangalarti, read Gita, Bhagavatam, Puja. Complete devotee. And completely pure life. From day one to now, he's 78. So it's clear that even if you didn't know his Janma Kundali, say he's a good Brahmin because he has Vipragan. So Ravana was Brahman Varna, but Rakshash Gan. So somebody says, "Oh, he's Rakshash." You know, you may say he's Rakshasha, but maybe he's a Goswami from some temple giving Bhagavad Sapta all around the world. He says, "Oh, he's Rakshash." So Ravana is no more a Rakshash than someone who may be preaching the Bhagavad. I mean, just to be fair, and I'm being objective about it. So he's Rakshash, you know. He's a Brahmin. And he had all mystic cities. And he made 10 heads. I mean, he could disappear. He had all mystic powers. He's not some tamasic ghoul, some tamasic vampire underneath a bridge with long fangs waiting to jump on little granddaughters, you know. It's not like this. It's depicted like this. Oh, Ravana. Ravana, when he went and he conquered all these kings and all these devatas, and their wives, were thinking, oh, they weren't thinking, oh no, our husband got conquered. They were thinking, oh wow, we just upgraded our ticket. We just got Ravana for our husband. Because he's actually much more beautiful than so many of the demigods. It's a fact. The wives of the demigods, they weren't not angry. Oh. So this is, no, it's not the class about the glories of Ravana, but the class is to, don't get me mistaken. I don't have Brahmin Varna, I don't have Brahmin God, I don't have any, I'm just a dog and somehow Lord Chaitanya threw some prasadam to me. There's a dog that ended up in Puri and Lord Chaitanya threw him some coconut and he got a siddhadeya and went back to Godhead. So somehow I was a dog wandering the material world. Lord Chaitanya threw me some prasadam. I started wagging my tail, chanting Hare Krishna, and I got a siddhadeya, and maybe someday, some lucky day or some lucky life, I'll go back to Godhead like that dog that was blessed by Lord Chaitanya. So all the dogs of Kali Yuga that have been blessed by Lord Chaitanya are also receiving prasadam from the hands of Lord Chaitanya, and also receiving siddhadeya from the hands of Lord Chaitanya, and also attaining spiritual perfection from the hands of Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namna Gora Chwisse Namaha. The golden Lord of love, compassion, and Vatsalya. So all of Radharani's Vatsalya and all of Radharani's compassion entered into Krishna when he took her Mahabhav. And because Radharani is inside the heart of Krishna, that's why Krishna is so compassionate. And that's, so you want to know what we see Krishna's Bhakta Vatsalya. We don't know. What is Radharani's Bhakta Vatsalya? What is Radharani's Bhakta Vatsalya? Radharani's Bhakta Vatsalya is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is Radharani's Vatsalya. And that's what we're living on. That's what we're made of. That's what we're born from. We're born from the Vatsalya of Radharani. We're living on the Vatsalya of Radharani. We're thriving and growing on the Vatsalya of Radharani. And we'll die by the mercy of Radharani. This is Mahaprabhu. Yeah. So now you can appreciate the Vatsalya of Radharani. Radharani ki jai. In fact, it said, there's one verse in Radharasini, it says, Dasi Vatsalya. It says, Dasi Vatsalya. It says, out of her compassion, it says, Dukulam. I think it's maybe verse 213, Radharasini. Dukulam. Dukulam kuchapatam, dukula kuchapatam, swaminya prasad, swakara praniyata datum, dasi vatsalya. These are like key words of the verse. I'm a little slow, these big verses. I can't wrestle them, but what's saying here, what essence I could stick with my little brain, is that so such a beautiful scene here and such a beautiful show of affection to the devotees. Radharani's affection to the dogs of the material world is Mahaprabhu. And Radharani's affection to the surrendered devotees who are practicing Rag Marg is her direct affection in the heart of the sadhakas practicing Mantri Bhava Upasana. So there, Prabhudananda Saraswati observed the Mantri Sarup. He's seeing, oh, Radharani, you're so affectionate to we, your dasis. And how do you show your affection? Tukulam Kuchapatam, Tukulam Kuchapatam, Swaminya Prasadi Swakara Pranayata Datam. With your own hand, Swakara, O Swamini Radha, out of your Vatsalya and affection for me, with your own hand, you've taken your dress, your dukulam, you've taken your dress and your kuchapatam, you've taken your dress and your blouse, and you've lovingly offered it to me. Pranayata Datum. Datum means to give. Pranayata means with loving, with your pran. Affectionately you're giving me, with full heart, you're giving me your personal blouse and dress. That's the affection of Radharani to her manjaris, her dasis. Inconceivable, astonishing, adbhut. Adbhuta kripa, adbhuta vatsalya. Radharani's, we have expression in America, I love you so much, I'll give you the shirt off my back. Oh, you look like you're cold. Oh, take my sweater, take my shirt. So Radharani is, and it's kind of interesting parallel, but she's literally giving the clothes off her transcendental form, her prasadi vastra, Radharani prasadi vastra. She's giving a sakshat to her manjaris. Now, oh yeah, here, take this old shirt, I don't need it. No, she's lovingly. With her own hands, she's not saying, "Oh, Lalita, give this to Navadasi." She's a good mantri. "Oh, Vishaka, give this to Navadasi." Okay. Swakara, with her own hand. He says, "Dasi Vatsalya, she's my swamini, she's my queen, she's my ishri, she's my mistress, she's my everything." But yet she has so much vatsalya, like a mother. She has love like a mother. Radharani's my mother. Radharani's my everything. For the mandris, we can say Radharani's like our mother. Many Vaishnavas and Brijavasi say, "Oh, Radha Maya, Radharani Maya, Radharani's my mother." Okay, whatever, however you want to see it, it's perfect. That's perfect. Okay, fine. Radharani, of course, is our Ishta Devata. Ramya Kachirupasana Brajabadubhira Arganas Akalpita. This Rami Upasana, we worship Radharani, she's our worshipable Ishta Devata. But yet she's our girlfriend. She's our worshipable Ishta Devata. She's our god or goddess, or she's our Ishta Devata. But yet she's our bosom friend. But yet she's our mother. She cares for us, she feeds us. Everything, all these verses are there. So much beautiful expression they're giving to show the intimacy and love between the loyal maidservants of Radharani and Swamini Radha.